This year the government is introducing a ban on mobile phones usage by students in state schools in Tasmania. As I understand it, that's also ALP policy?
Yeah, we were happy to support the government when it came to banning mobile phones in schools. In my experience working in primary schools and high schools, I've seen mobile phones used well as a learning tool, and I've also seen mobile phones be a distraction and a real problem when it comes to cyberbullying in the playground. And I think the overall benefits of banning mobile phones in schools will be a positive. I've seen that positive experience in my own electorate at Newtown High School, which I spent a lot of time at, speaking with the students and the teachers and the principal. And overwhelmingly, they are very positive about the ban on mobile phones and the impact that's having to learning programs and young people getting along in the playground and socialising more in a collegial way.
Mobile phones are fairly small these days, easy to conceal. So how do you think that can actually be implemented in practice?
Well, I've had a look at the government policy and I think there's sufficient flexibility to allow schools to manage the policy in the best way they see fit. I think it's important that we give schools that autonomy. And if they do need extra help or resources to manage the policy, then they should be forthcoming from the government.
As I understand it, it's going to be optional for students at year 11 and 12, so schools can make that decision. Does that risk sort of creating a level of discrimination within the state school system?
As I said, working in primary schools and high schools, I've seen the benefits of using mobile phones as a learning tool, but I've also seen the negative impacts. And year 11 and 12 students are entering into adulthood. Perhaps it is beneficial for them to be regulating their behaviour and using mobile phones in a productive way with their learning programs. And each school can manage that in the way that they see fit under the policy. And I think that's important to allow schools to manage the policy in the best fit for their community and their students.
So overall, what do you think that the benefits of this policy are going to be?
I think we'll see a decrease in cyberbullying during school hours. I think we'll see increased engagement in learning programs. Mobile phones are a distraction in the classroom if they're not being used directly for the learning at hand. And I think in the observations I've made with where schools have banned mobile phones, all of those things have improved. So it's worth rolling out across the state. I think the Minister has made the right call to do it in Term 2. It gives Term 1 schools the opportunity to experiment with the policy and how it best works for them. And I think by Term 2, it will be culturally accepted and we'll see many of the kids abiding by the policy, as they have at Newtown High School. Many of the students just accept that that is school policy. And there aren't a lot of issues. I've spoken to the principal about this. There hasn't been what you'd expect a huge issue for teachers and senior staff to manage. Most of the kids have appreciated the new learning environment. They find it more supportive, and I think that's worth consideration across the whole state.
As you've said, very much in step with what the government's doing on this issue. So how would you define the key issues on education where there are differences between the ALP and the Liberal government?
Yeah, well, I've been quite open in the past saying that some of the politics can be taken out of education. There is a middle ground between the Liberal Party and the Labor Party where we value education. The Liberal Party cares about social mobility and individual responsibility, and education can facilitate that. The Labor Party cares about social justice, and it shouldn't matter which postcode you were born into. You should have the same opportunity and access to a great education no matter where you were born. So I think there is more opportunity to work together as two political parties, but that will take leadership from the government, and that hasn't happened. They haven't been able to think outside electoral cycles or reach across the aisle of the parliament to work with Labor. And Labor has a proud history when it comes to education. Things like the child and family centres, which are having huge impacts in their communities, where parents are being provided education and social opportunities and health opportunities and a whole range of services. And kids from birth are being given access to early learning programs and health programs. to get them ready for school. What it's doing is empowering families to take their kids through education long term, and I think over time we'll see the impact of child and family centres on the education system. There's things like the Launch Into Learning program, a pre-enrolment program introduced by Labor. Fantastic program that gives kids access to early learning, play-based learning. We are starting to see the impacts of that investment in early education. And the current government too has invested in the early years. There's a new initiative being rolled out this year, 120 places for working together, which will provide childcare, play-based learning for disadvantaged young people. And I think there is some good initiatives on both sides of politics. But as I said, to work together, we need leadership from the government, and that hasn't happened.
Thank you, Josh Willey.